Welcome to the World War One at Home podcast with me, Helen Mark. For terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. Banner Strand in Tralee Bay in County Kerry is famed for its connection and monuments to Sir Roger Casement. It was here, while the Great War raged in 1916, that the Anglo-Irish diplomat landed and was arrested after travelling in a U-boat from Germany. He persuaded the government there to support an armed uprising against British rule in Ireland. After the Easter Rising, he was tried, found guilty, and executed for treason in London. Angus Mitchell is on Banner Strand.
Well, this is the beach where Casement came ashore in April 1916, the 21st of April to be precise, just before dawn, and the German submarine on which he had arrived in Ireland surfaced 3/4 of a mile offshore, and Casement, Robert Monteith, and a third man called Bailey or Beverly got on board a small landing craft and begin to row towards the shore. The boat capsizes at one point, they all get drenched, and eventually, after actually quite a struggle, they do manage to bring the boat ashore, more or less at this point where we're standing. They collapse into the dunes and wonder what they're going to do next. And they decide that the best thing to do is that they're going to walk to Tralee and try and find secure people there who will look after them. Casement is clearly pretty wrecked. 10 days inside a submarine wouldn't be much fun, I don't think. After what would have been a couple of hours of walking, they finally arrive at an old rath or ferry fort, and Casement is completely exhausted. The big heavy overcoat that now is to be seen in the local museum in Tralee is absolutely sodden, and he really needs to dry out and get a bit of rest. So Monteith decides to leave Casement at the fort and go and look for help and try and come back later and bring him into safety. So this is an old ring fort, or some would call it a fairy fort, that is set short way inland from Banner Strand. Casement stayed here for more or less 3 hours until just after noon, when he was essentially spotted by two RIC men. Casement was approached by them and he was asked who he was, and he said that his name was Richard Morton, who was a friend of his, the name of a friend of his, and he was asked what he was doing there, and he said that he was researching and writing a life of St. Brendan. The RIC men are smarter than that, and they decide that they're going to take him in. Casement's trial was huge. I mean, even in British legal history to this day, Casement's trial is considered to be the most important treason trial in British legal history. The great problem with it was for the authorities was that Casement wanted to die for Ireland. He was happy to admit his guilt. If you read his German diaries from 1914, the opening page of them openly admits that he is committing treason. In a way, it kind of checkmates the legal system. During the trial, the prosecution starts to speak of another set of diaries that has been discovered in Casement's trunks of papers that he's left in London, that describe a double life and a sexual double life. And those diaries are used very effectively during the weeks between his capture and his trial and execution to destabilize public sympathy for him, because after the execution of most of the 1916 leaders, there was a huge backlash, the belief that the execution should stop. And because Casement had such a big public profile globally, there was a view that really his execution just couldn't go ahead, that it would cause too much reaction, and most importantly in America. So the diaries become a very effective way, black propaganda, by which Casement's reputation and his friends start to really doubt the man and who he was and what he believed in. And they still do that. That's why they're still there. That's why we still talk about it. Because we're still not really prepared to understand Casement for what he did and for what he said.
Banner Strand in County Kerry. To hear more stories and find out more details about the war, go to bbc.co.uk/World War I.